Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 2, we were talking about the deceit being propagated by pastors using CCM and not preaching the gospel so that they may build numbers in their church. Let's continue with that thought today. Use the word of God, for we know by 1 Peter 1:23-25 that it's by the word the gospel is made known. The Holy Spirit works through the word of God and turn them to the Jesus of the Bible, not this other Jesus they're trying to create in your own churches, your own Protestant churches, your own Catholic churches, your own whatever churches out there. Church is so wrong. And my friend, let's get back to the Bible, preaching the word as it is to men as they are. All these things they say scare people. They're negative. But there'll be good things they'll desire when they have to stand before the Lord. But then it's too late. So understand, when he says, turn ye, in verse 12, he's talking about true repentance is towards God. It's not forsaking one habit in order to pick up on another habit. No, that's not it. I was reading of one ministry where they take all the contemporary music and they tone it down, but they'll put the words up on the wall and they'll put the names of the composers, you know, Big Daddy, whatever. And see, oh, we're doing it. Oh, this is so wonderful. No, it's compromising God. It's compromising His holiness. It's presenting a false front, and it's leading the people to a false decision. And my friend, that pastor will have to answer to God for doing such atrocities that are equal to the atrocities of Hitler. You say, how could that be equal? He killed 60 million Jews. He killed all these people in the name of their Nazism. You're keeping people from Christ. You're going to hell for eternity. See, Jesus said, don't fear him that can destroy the body, but after that, there's no more he can do, but just fear him that can destroy both body and soul in hell. And people are being so deceived, they're dying, being given a false hope. And that false hope is in their religion, not in Jesus Christ. We are to be reconciled to God, not to man. 2 Corinthians 5:20. Let's just know that. And you better turn. Better turn to him. Now, I've watched preachers who once thundered against this modern, what they call CCM, I call it RRM, religious rock music. But they thundered against that in the churches. And they had standards of modesty. And now they've abandoned all of that. Why? They've misplaced their trust and faith, going from the Holy Spirit and God to marketing. Listen, when a tree is pruned, it doesn't look good after the pruning. But in due season, its fruit is much more abundant. Hey, in churches, you may lose people, but you stick by the word, you stick by the truth, and it'll bring more abundant fruit. We see some who have placed their trust in modern methods. And it would be fun if it weren't so sad that some fundamental, independent Baptists have redesigned Rick Warren to try to make it look like it's not from him. And they may not know it's from him, but it is. Why? They've placed their trust in new technology and marketing over the Word of God. You can't do it that way. Oh, when did the Holy Spirit die? When did new technology and marketing become more powerful than the Holy Spirit of God? Is it that, preacher, we're not willing to do the fasting and the praying and the proclaiming of God's Word that we need to do? And we don't want to anymore have the stigma of being an old fundamentalist who's against everything. Listen, they say a lot of things against us. They still do. If you're not being attacked by the devil, you're not doing right. And you say, Pastor, why are you hitting these things? I believe where the devil's attacks, where God wants us to attack him. You know, meet him at the point of attack that he's doing on the local churches. I'm tired of him taking your children and grandchildren and turning their lives to this falseness that's destroying them, and you're going to see, and you're going to be so disappointed 20 years down the road about the direction of their lives, and you're going to realize what happened. Some think I have to trust my own abilities and education, when it's God who gives the increase. And by the way, let me say this. Some are made captains of thousands, some of hundreds, some of fifties, some of ten. There's no need to think you're a failure if you're not growing numerically. However, we do need to think ourselves failures if we grow numerically, but spiritually, they have no strong standard of holiness, separation from the world, separated unto Christ, a witness for Christ, and strong, sound doctrine. That church will be filled with empty people that don't have that. They'll be filled with the junk food of philosophy and marketing, abandoning the sound doctrine as so many do in these last days. It is like John Dewey. Boy, he messed up education in America. But he could make things sound so logical. Or a contemporary, not speaking of music, but they'll do things like leave off the word faith, fact, Bible. Leave those names out. They're changing the names of buildings. Even their titles. Now it's the worship center. And then there's that unhonorable dress. You know, they don't want you to dress up to go to church. You know, I find it interesting if these same people ask me to do a wedding for their daughters, and they show up in their tuxedos and the wedding dress and so beautiful, and then I come walking in the door in a pair of shorts and a Hawaiian shirt with it opened up and so forth. Now, I'm ugly enough without doing that, but the people would probably be upset, and they would expect me to have more respect for their daughter than I do God in his house. Now, let me ask you, who's the Pharisee? You see, they're doing all these things today. Why? Does it satisfy the deep inner man? No, it satisfies the flesh. It takes you to the itching ears of feeling. And so many preachers are going to be rebuked in heaven because they've been given a charge. Preach the word. In season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. And you're going to give an account, preacher. And understand, James 3:1 says that we have the greater account to give. The Bible tells us how to do church. And you know what? Isn't it interesting? People removing church from their name, but the Bible still uses the word. I guess that's why they're coming up with new versions of the Bible. That way they can eliminate sin, they can eliminate church. They probably can eliminate Jesus, give him another new and hip name that really goes in with what people will really feel cool about. I remember there's a family years ago that said, well, we can't do that to upset their young teenage daughter, adult daughter, really. We can't upset her. Can't upset her. You know what? She needed to be upset, and her backside wore out many a time. Now today, the church has said we can't upset the millennials. Look, we don't put the millennials out, but we don't change the ministry for the millennials. The Word of God is up to date. The Word of God does not need to be changed. And my friend, the Word of God needs to be preached as it is to men as they are, whether they're teenagers, whether they're the millennials, or whether they're the whatever generation, the X generation, that generation, whatever generation. Look, the Word of God, as it is to men as they are, speaking the truth in love, is to all generation. It's time we get back to being God called, God surrendered to men and women, instead of being the selfie generation. And my friend, please don't write and ask me to apologize. One is not forthcoming. Now, rending our heart then shows not outward tears, rather deep sorrow and contrition of spirit are accompanied in humbling ourselves with self-denial and prayer. Now, this may make some happy because it is directed more at pastors who may listen to this sermon than the people of the church. But a person who is knowledgeable in the scriptures, and also of human events of the last days, can be forewarned when troubles are imminent, and they can make appropriate preparation. But self-centered, self-promoting people who are indifferent to doctrinal and ethical purity will often get caught up in the latest thing. If he can adjust it to play both sides of the fence, as a laity, run from that kind of a pastor. Sincere or not, he is deceived.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.